This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hey, JPC and Aaron, do you mind helping me with, you know how I suddenly become a singer-songwriter?
Ho, ho, ho!
It's Santa. Me! Hold on. Hold on, Aaron. Sorry, I forgot.
No, sorry. We're watching a power play here, you guys. Let's see who comes out on top, Adel or JPC.
No, right, no.
Hit it, guys.
Hold on, Aaron. Well,
you were saying, Adel? Ho, ho, ho.
Aaron, I'm so sorry. I forgot my uncle is Santa. It's my mom's brother.
You don't have to yes and to this. Hey, get your control back, Adel.
Hey, no, it's fine. Hey, Uncle Santa.
Yes, Adel?
Did you have somewhere to be? Or I mean, I know you're not busy till December, but how's the divorce going?
Oh, it's going well. I divorced one of my reindeer. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Uncle Santa. I'm a singer-songwriter.
Aaron, we're not related.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Who's okay. This? Adel, introduce me to your friend.
This is my friend and co-host of a podcast I do. Her name is Erin Keefe, and she's a goddamn delight.
Pleased, enchanté. The pleasure is all on this side of the cup.
Are you hitting on me,
don't
Uncle Santa?
Aaron, don't kiss his hand.
He put it out. What am I supposed to do?
No, I'm not hitting on you, sweet girl. I'm only attracted to reindeer.
Okay, yeah. So what happened
just
here?
Being a gentleman.
My aunt is Vixen. It's a weird. My cousins are fucked up, but it's.
Hey,
it's,
you're out of potato salad, by the way.
No, I had a cold. Are you kidding me?
I had a little snack.
You ate 5 pounds of Julasco potato salad, you fucking pig.
What? I didn't have breakfast.
This is how it went, everybody. Adel said, I have an idea for the start of the episode. JPC says, great, I can't wait to hear what it is. Adel did an initiating line, and then JPC said, ho, ho, ho. And then you heard that.
Wait a second, who's JPC?
Oh my God.
Uncle Santa.
Here, JPC is another one of the co-hosts, and honestly, he should be number one with a fucking bullet on your naughty list. Will you put him on your naughty list? Oh, wait, do you have a horny list?
No, he wants to be on the naughty list.
Do you have a horny list?
I have lists for children of all stars and stripes. Ho, ho, ho.
Stars and stripes. That's weirdly patriotic. We don't like that. JPC, I mean Santa. Uncle
yes?
Santa. I mean Uncle Santa.
Uncle Santa.
You should probably head out unless you want to host this podcast. I do a show. It's called Hey Riddle Riddle. I've told you about it before, but you didn't really respond to it when I told you about it. It's kind of like me and my friends, and we solve riddles and puzzles and lateral thinking problems. And if you're a first-time listener, I know this can be confusing because Santa's not usually here. But Santa, if you want to – hold on. Santa, if you want to stay and host the entire episode as you, then you can stay.
Okay. I mean, I have nothing going
Aaron,
on today.
I thought that would back him down. I thought that would back him down.
Literally? He's old man puzzles this episode, too. Oh,
so,
my God.
Let me ask you, ho, ho, ho. The premise being, like someone, say, like me, would just ask riddles all episode. Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, that is pretty much it. But I will say, and this will probably deter you, this will probably make you bow out.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, we do kind of poke fun at the riddles and the wording, and we do improvise scenes. And I know, Santa, I know you did some Groundlings classes, and so I know you're not much of an improviser. You're more sketch.
Sketch, yeah. I did stand-up in the 80s. The 1580s.
Oh, that's That's right. It was a lot of like livestock jokes.
You sound like the Count from Sesame Street.
You're a very naughty woman, Erin.
No, Uncle Sam.
What if
Aaron,
I'm into
stop.
It?
Erin.
What if I said, what
stop
if
Stop trying
I'm
to lift up your
it.
Jeans. That's
I'm
not how jeans
I'm lifting up
work.
My jeans. I'm going to roll them up. It's so sexy. Ow, 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 ow.
Your leg's turning white. The blood is kind of, no.
By the way, you're out of uncooked bacon. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm out of what? You raided the fridge and ate the raw bacon?
No, I just said you were out of it. Ho, ho,
That's
ho.
Too much nitrates, Uncle Santa. Listen, who cares about my initiation? Yes or no, do you want to stay for the podcast? Please say no, please say no, please say
How
no.
much does it pay? Ho,
How
ho,
was everyone's
ho.
Weekend?
Oh, mine was okay. What did I do? What did I get up to? Netflix, chilling.
Hey, Aaron.
I watched that new Spider-Man. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Aaron.
I liked it. That Tom Holland's really something. He's going on my nice list.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is extra painful because there's a lot of episodes and even ads where I play Santa, and JPC has like gotten annoyed with me, and he's like, you always play Santa.
Yeah, there was an entire month last year that we did a Santa bit in every episode.
And who JPC is got this mad at- JPC that you speak of?
Like I said,
if I'm going to take his shoes for today's episode, I should know his deal and kind of his energy.
You really want me to get into it?
Just the broad strokes, if you don't mind. Ho, ho, ho.
This is not a man. It's more of a haunted backward baseball cap. He cares more about horse piss than anyone else on earth.
Oh.
He wants to take your cousin on a date. He wants to take his cousin on a date. He wants to take every kind of cousin on a date.
Oh.
He sucks. He's mean.
He's the kind of guy where you say, you're a fucking agent of chaos. And he says, agent of K-pop. And then he goes into like a BTS or Blackpink song.
I don't know. That sounds a lot more like Adol.
No.
His tees have no sleeves on them.
He reminds me of a little reindeer I know named Rudolph.
I just looked and we've only been here for 7 minutes.
See, Rudolph has a nose so bright
we know the
that
story.
Only he
Sorry.
Can glide the sleigh tonight.
Glide that you're having a stroke. Santa, oh. The story of Rudolph has actually made it to Earth pretty
Where do you think I'm from?
Space.
Yes.
Mom told me you live in space.
I do.
Mom said you were kicked out of the North Pole for not paying your back taxes.
Okay, all right. There's two sides to every story. My side is that I didn't have the fucking money to pay the back taxes.
Will you give presents away for free? Have you thought about charging the parents?
Never. I would never charge a parent
for a
present for a child.
Hold on, Adol, write this down. Charge the parents. Meet the Parents reboot, where the parents get credit cards. Okay, sorry. I was just, I have my little journal here.
That's okay.
I wrote it down too, Adol. May the best man win.
What?
I'm writing down all the same ideas as you. Let's see who can write a script faster.
Challenge accepted. Santa, do you mind hosting by yourself? Aaron and I are going to have a script off.
I don't mind. I could do a little Santa cast if it's okay with
Santa
everyone.
Cast.
Santa, Uncle Santa, what is this? First of all, what if this is someone's first episode? Have you thought about that?
Well, it's someone's first episode.
That's not a song.
Every day.
That's not a song.
And the children who listens to podcast can play.
This fucking sucks because I was going to open with a song by making myself a singer-songwriter.
Oh, do you still want to do... Uncle Santa is happy to improvise.
Why don't we
do this? Why don't Uncle Santa cook up a warm-up riddle for the two of you?
Before you do that, I love that idea, and I'm excited for that. Can we hear what Adol's initiation was and then start the episode again right now and see how that goes?
Oh, yes. Adol, would you like to start your episode over? I'm sorry if I stepped on anyone's tippy-tip toes.
I mean, we're 10 minutes in, and the wind's kind of been sucked out of the fucking sails.
Nope, that's
here.
What I'm saying. This will re-energize us. Let's start
the episode over. We'll cut out this first 10 minutes.
No, we'll keep this. But then the real episode starts now.
What? I know you said it starts now, but I'm just a little confused. It's April and Santa's here.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Here we go.
I wouldn't be here in December at Christmas. I'm working then. This is the only time where it makes sense for Santa to show up.
Okay. Hey, Uncle Santa. Hey, Aaron, you know how I recently became a singer-songwriter?
A singer-songwriter? I have a song you might enjoy.
Fucking Christ.
Well, it's Christmas and children are lining their streets. But at night, all the children are pissing their sheets.
Okay, if
you are a songwriter.
If you are an improviser and you have been on an improv team for a while, there is a phenomenon called one person's drunk. And it's that someone came from like a work event or a birthday party and they're drunk and no one else is.
Yes.
On an improv team, everybody has to be drunk or no one can be drunk. And JPC has drunk on an improv team energy right now.
You keep saying JPC, but I don't even think he's here today, Aaron.
Fuck it, I'm done trying. Warm up riddle, let's do it.
Well,
come
hold
here.
On. JPC stands for, I believe, John Patrick Christmas. Do you know him by that name?
Let me check my list. John Patrick Oh, I do see him on my list.
Santa, you're looking at an open Hustler magazine.
Yes, well, it wouldn't make sense to look at a closed Hustler magazine. There's nothing on that cover that's not uncovered in between.
Sure, touche. What do you see on your list, Uncle Santa?
Well, on my list, let's see. We have a riddle submission.
That can't be right.
So
instead of writing in for presents, somebody wrote in for a riddle. Aaron's getting really annoyed with me.
Some of these kids.
No, I just can't believe what a mess this is. But if you guys are enjoying it, then yes.
Some of these kids are so fucking dumb that they'll write Santa with riddles instead of asking for gifts.
Does anybody ever write in and ask for forgiveness?
No, most of the time, kids either haven't done anything wrong or they have no concept of forgiveness.
Okay, Santa, let's get to some riddles because I think Aaron's getting pretty pissed at me. I thought to make this a whole episode thing, but I think Aaron would prefer
to. No. We're here and I want my kids to be happy. Here we go, Uncle Santa in April. I'm here and I'm happy and I'm doing it.
Why are people upset about Uncle Santa? I was just here staying with... I ate the potato salad.
No, I'm happy that you're here.
We're happy
Read
you're here.
Read some riddles. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This riddle comes from a person who didn't give permission for us to use their name, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's very funny, and I assume Casey will just bleep it out. This riddle comes from...
Wait, you know Casey?
I know every boy and girl. And man, Casey's a man.
Okay, go ahead.
This riddle comes from... That can't be the real name, right?
No.
It's too good.
Oh, I see. It's pronounced...
Yeah, well, we stop saying it because we have to bleep it every time.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, hold on, Santa. We're getting a message here from the North Pole.
Oh.
Okay, it says that Vixen, your ex-wife...
Yes?
...has moved on and remarried... I don't want to read this.
What? Tell me. Tell Uncle
Santa. It's
really
bad news.
I can take it.
Your ex-wife, Vixen, the reindeer, is dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
That ho, ho, ho.
Leo, yes.
Yes, for sure. Up here, pound it. Bring it home for the big dog, Uncle
Santa. I'm good.
I have a dumb warm-up riddle. Oh, and it's very appropriate to me.
Uh-oh.
There is a polar bear. What is his name? This person says there's a polar bear, then they ask, what is his name?
Okay, so Aaron, we all know and love polar bear Seltzer. So maybe his name is Seltzer, or maybe
Coca-Cola.
He's named after... Maybe he's Coca-Cola, because I feel like those Coca-Cola commercials with the polar bears was the original ASMR. And if you doubt me, look it up on YouTube.
His name is Fizzy Beverage. And that's our final answer.
Well, hold on.
Fizzy Beverage,
no, you're
final
welcome.
Answer?
Yep.
That's your final answer. I'd like to see a little sea.
I've never seen Aaron more put out in my life.
Are you sure? Because there was an entire episode where you made fun of my beautiful sweater. Because are you sure? Are you sure you've never seen me more put out in my life? What about the time you literally put me outside in the cold? Unbelievable. No, keep going.
You locked yourself out of the studio.
Exactly.
There seems to be a lot of tension here.
No, Uncle Santa, no, it's fine.
I'd like to see a little scene. Okay.
My beef is not with you, Adel. It is with JPC.
He's not even here.
You are fine, Adel. Go to the car. Go wait in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I will see. I will do a scene. I will do a scene.
Well, Uncle Santa didn't even say you were in it. What if Uncle Santa wants to cast himself in the scene?
I'm going to count down from three.
And then what will happen? All right, we'll see a little scene. Aaron, you are going to be playing a woman whose name is Fizzy Beveridge. And you are the imaginary friend of Adel's character. Adel, you are a child who is very distraught, and Fizzy Beveridge has come to cheer you up.
Okay. Ah, woe is me. The weight of the world is on my shoulders, like an albatross round my neck.
Turn that frown upside down! Fizzy Beveridge!
Oh, stop pouring whipped cream in my mouth! What are you doing?
It's for some sweetness and sweet! I'm Fizzy Beveridge and I'm here to turn your day around!
Don't spin me while you say that! Please stop. Whatever this is, stop. Who are you?
Hey kid, do you want to drink static electricity? But it's a beverage. It's a fizzy beverage.
How did you get in my house?
Well, the Tooth Fairy is an old roommate of mine. I broke into her place, grabbed a key.
She has keys?
And here I am. Yes, of course. Why do you think that she flies so slow? She's a key ring with all the heavy keys. Do you not know your Tooth Fairy lore? What do you know? I'm sorry, fizzy beverage.
Take whatever you want.
I'm not here to rob you,
here,
but while I'm here...
My mom's jewelry is in the sugar jar.
Okay. I'm going to just rummage through this.
I thought you weren't here to rob me.
I know, but I'll take this brooch. I'm Fizzy Beveridge. I'm here to rob you and cheer you up.
Whatever you want, please just don't hurt me. Do you have a gun?
Not yet, but I could fly away and grab one.
Not yet.
I don't know.
That's almost more terrifying.
The night is young. What can I do to make your day better?
Leave?
No! Won't do that. Can't.
Can I call a friend so he can come over and enjoy the time that you're sharing with me?
No.
Please, I just want to call a friend. Is that okay?
Are you going to call someone to get me sent away?
No, not at all. Here, I'm just going to take out my phone very slowly. Let me dial my peer, my same age friend, Darren.
Where do your parents hide the cash?
Dad? Hey, Dad?
Up, grab that phone.
Oh, hello, son. It's me, Dad.
Time out. Uncle Santa, usually when we play another character, we distinguish it by doing a different voice.
Was I not?
It's very similar.
Okay, but I listen to the show. They're usually pretty similar.
Well, yes, I do. I do my own voice constantly, but
yes.
So I could understand. Wait, you listen to the show?
I'll be honest. I dipped out around episode 100. I really had no idea it was gonna go on this long.
That's fair. But yeah, let's pick it up. And you're my dad, and just do a different voice. Just whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Time out. Santa, what's your favorite celebrity?
Oh, Garth Brooks.
Do a Garth Brooks impression, and nobody can do. Here's what I'll say. When I'm stuck for a voice to do, I think of a celebrity I like or even don't like,
okay.
And I try and do an impression of them, and then inherently it'll be different, but not so much that it sounds like the celebrity because not everyone's good at impressions, not everyone's Dana Carvey. So
okay.
Do Garth Brooks or Chris Gaines, and that'll lead you to a new voice. Here we go.
Got it.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, it's me, Garth Brooks.
I'm just sitting here reading a magazine.
Someone broke into the house. Can you please come home, please?
Yes, I'll be right there. I love you.
I love you too, Dad. If anything happens, I love you. My friend Darren is coming over. Is that okay?
Was that Uncle Santa?
Sorry, time out. Hey, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad at me?
And scene.
Okay, in every scene from in the rest of the episode, you have to ask me if I'm mad at you. Promise?
Yes, Aaron.
You said yes. Okay.
You still didn't get the answer to that riddle.
Oh, there's a polar bear. What's his name?
Yes.
That's all we have to go off of.
It's more of a joke than a riddle, I'll be honest.
Is it a pun?
Yes.
There's a polar bear.
Yeah, it's wordplay. I'm not necessarily sure it's a pun. It's just wordplay.
There's a polar name. What is his name? Is it his?
No, it's a polar bear. I would say start with bear.
Grizzly. Adams.
Baron.
Bear.
HBO's?
Polar bear. Chernobyl.
Sex and the City.
Bill Hader is?
Euphoria.
There it is, yes.
There's a polar bear. His name is Barry, as in yes. B-E-A-R-Y. Okay.
Yes, it's just like all bears are named Barry. It was a warm-up riddle.
Well, Uncle Santa, can I just say, that's not really a riddle, because there's no way to suss that out. That was just kind of a dumb joke.
Oh, well, I mean, that says more about the person who submitted it, I guess.
Well, that sucks to hear, but you're right.
I would like to see a scene. Uncle Santa, you're a polar bear.
Oh, perfect.
And Adel, you're a grizzly bear, and you guys are on a date and talking about the differences of what kind of bears you are.
Cool. And Aaron, speaking of differences, did you want us to do like different voices?
No.
Fuck,
I think you can
Aaron.
Stick to your voice.
Okay.
I'm mad at you. Hey, I'm mad at you.
Just woke up from hibernation.
Well, you're 15 minutes late to our date.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, sorry, we made plans 6 months ago.
And it seems like you aren't very punctual. What are you taking me out in?
I'm taking you out in this hollowed-out tree that I put wheels on.
Oh, is this a Honda?
No, it's a Logton Continental.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on. It's a Tucson. It's a Tucson.
It's a Tucson. Yes, a Tucson. Tucson is better. Yes, Tucson Sentra. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's okay that you're a little late because I know that your type of bear is usually late.
Wow. Okay.
What? I'm sorry. Did I say something wrong?
Well, your type of bear is always so uptight, and I can see all the shit on your ass.
Hold on. That's true of both of us.
Okay.
We both have... Our butts are pretty much... And it's pretty much all over. We live in, you know, the wilderness.
Yeah.
I was going to say woods, but obviously...
Yes.
Tundra for me.
I mostly
drive a Tundra.
Oh, of course you would. I mostly forage for honey and berries, whereas you eat seals.
Yes, I eat seals exclusively, and I like to get them right at the climax of Kiss for a Rose.
Yeah.
That's when I pounce.
Yeah, I heard, or I saw on social media maybe, that you bought 2 front row center tickets for seal, couldn't make it, couldn't get rid of the tickets, and had to eat the cost.
I had to eat the cost.
So you really eat the seal.
Yeah, and I was going there to eat the seal, but yes, I ended up yes, eating yes, the yes. seal, if you know what I mean.
Have you ever been to Wet Seal?
That's offensive.
What?
Yeah, some of my best friends are Wet Seals.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
I've been
hibernating for 6 months, and I may not be up to date on the latest offensive terms.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that apology, kind of a non-apology, if you ask me. But I appreciate it. I mean, I know that you're not the most progressive type of bear, and you're trying, so I give you credit for that.
Thank you.
Well,
do you want to...
Just so we're clear, there will be no sex tonight.
But there will be blood on DVD, Blu-ray, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ooh, well, maybe sex is back on the table.
Scene.
Sex is back on the table, boys.
Looks like sex is back on the table, boys.
Santa, do you enjoy
Lord of the Rings? I cannot wait to use that in my real life. I can't wait for a context for that.
You were saying, Adam?
Oh, Santa, do you like Lord of the Rings?
I love Lord of the Rings.
Who's your favorite character? Mine is Legolas.
Legolas. Good pick, good pick. I'd have to say Gimli.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a respectable choice. I got a question, Uncle Santa.
Yes, Evan?
Do you know Fred Claus?
Are you asking if I know Vince Vaughn?
Do you?
Yes, I know Vince Vaughn. Owen Wilson introduced us at a party.
All right, then I got another question for
you. Yes?
Who's your favorite portrayal of any kind of Santa in any movie?
Ooh.
Tim Allen. Ooh. I love his politics.
Oh, no, oh, Uncle Santa. You've been here. Why are you?
Just kidding.
Oh, funny, Uncle Billy Bob Santa.
Thornton? I like the Billy Bob Thornton Bad Santa, a movie that probably ages pretty well. No, my favorite portrayal of Santa is that old Coca-Cola Santa.
Santa?
I like his big Santa glasses.
Wait, are you thinking of Mickey Santa, the baseball player?
Oh, my God. Mr. Home Run himself, Mickey Santa. Of course that's who I'm thinking of.
His famous nickname, Mr. Home Run. Who is you? Sorry, you were saying the old man who played Santa?
Oh, the old man who played Santa in the Coca-Cola commercials. You know, he stayed with me for 2 weeks to study for that part.
I don't remember the Santa from those commercials.
What?
I remember Fred Flintstone when he dressed up like Santa and he stole Barney's pebbles and then he said, ho, 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 I'm hungry.
Yes, that is something that happened.
My favorite Santa is the Santa from the M&M commercials. He does
the green,
exist.
Sexy one?
They do exist.
Oh, and then they both faint.
Kind of sucks to hear everyone's favorite Santa isn't the one who is the real Santa, related
Uncle
to
Santa. Adam. I don't really get. Okay, wait. So you really okay. I think I've been a little bit confused.
Okay.
Hey, Aaron.
Hold on. No, I want to see where this is going. What? How can I help you, Aaron?
I just have to check in. Aaron, are you mad at me?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Uh huh.
It shows.
How can I help you, Aaron?
Am I mad at you? Oh yeah. Uh huh.
Fuck.
GPC. Or, no, sorry, Uncle Santa.
Okay.
I was confused.
Yes.
And I thought that Uncle Santa was a different kind of Santa than regular Santa.
Oh.
I thought there was Santa, and then you're Uncle Santa, and then there's, like, Fred Claus. Like, you know, there's just different kinds of Santa.
I'm Santa. I'm Adel's uncle. You could call me Uncle Santa. But to the rest of the world, I'm just Santa.
So I kissed the real Santa's hand?
Aaron.
Yes, you
Wow-wee!
Did, Aaron.
Holy smokes, my attitude has turned around. I thought you were weird Uncle Santa, but now I know you're Santa Santa. I'm way more into this episode. Let's do this.
Every weird man is some little boy's uncle.
Uncle Santa, there's also a rumor, and I don't know if this is true. There's also a rumor that in your downtime, you're the lead singer of Blues Traveler.
I'm the lead singer of Blues Traveler in my downtime. But here's the thing. I still need John Popper to do the harmonica because I cannot play it.
Wow. How come, Uncle Santa?
Yeah,
it's because it's a keyed instrument.
Okay. Casey, if you just want to put one word in the chat about how you feel about this episode, just one word will do.
And don't put Christmas. Uncle Santa,
Casey said delete, but we are not listening.
Uncle Santa.
Yes, Adel.
In just a moment here, we do have to go to commercial.
But we've only done one riddle, dear boy.
This is truly par for the course. But Uncle Santa, I do want to ask, I do see, even though it is April, I do see that you have your huge-ass sack.
Come on, man.
Well, you're back.
Yes, I bought. Oh, yes.
Did you, and it doesn't look like it's empty, did you have something to give either Aaron or I?
I never show up anywhere without a big sack of gifts because, let's be honest, any time of the year you see Santa, you're going to want a gift.
Sure.
Isn't that right, Adel?
Absolutely. I mean, Aaron, can I just say, I don't see Uncle Santa often, but when I do, he always comes gift in hand.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at you anymore, by the way.
Last time it was a calculator watch. Uncle Santa, what? Thank you, Aaron. What did you bring us?
Who would like their gift first, Adel or Aaron? Well, We could go by who's been nicer on the list.
Well, then Aaron will go first.
No, yes. Adel, you.
No, it's you, Aaron.
Oh, that can't be right. That cannot be right. That guy, that guy has never hit a squirrel. Do you know what I'm saying?
I have elves most places, but I don't have eyes everywhere. So if you close all the doors and then you like jerk off and say a curse word, Santa's not going to know about it.
Wait, okay, hold on. Let me run and let's do a test. I'm going to run and do that. I'll be right back. Tell me if you know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to know because she said she was going to. She said she was gonna.
Well, Santa, Aaron's masturbating. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yes, you are. And now, Adel, you are nicer than Aaron, so
yay,
you get your gift first.
Fucking motherfucker!
I will say, though, the gift order is kind of important because the gifts don't change. I kind of just reach. Here you go, Adel. It's some gluten-free pretzels.
Oh, this is a great gift for Aaron.
What am I going to get?
Yeah, it would have been better if she didn't run out of the room. All right, Aaron, here you go. Here's 1,000 books you'll never read.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Adel would have loved this.
Ah. Oh.
And for you, dear listener, a commercial break.
Here's some things you should buy for Christmas in April.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
It makes you pretty funny on a podcast.
That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh,
ho, ho, oh. I got an in the middle of my ho-ho. Aaron, do you have something to share with all the boys and girls?
I was going to try to get people's hopes up that Santa had left and DCC was back, but and then I was going to do a bait and switch. But you guys know Uncle Santa's still here. We're still rolling with him. We're still having a lot of fun, a lot of good times. I'm not mad at all.
Uncle Santa?
Yes?
Bait and switch is what Aaron calls it when she plays her switch and masturbates.
And I just want to let everyone know, I don't think JPC was ever here.
No, not for this episode. To be sure.
Yes.
But in spirit, he is in a way. This is the most JPC episode we've ever done in a way.
I guess I get what you mean. Ho, ho, ho.
Uncle Santa, I do have,
yes?
And this might be the most, this might be the hardest riddle of them all. On Christmas Eve, how do you make it to every home in the country and in the world?
I do a lot of cocaine.
Knew it. Let's do some riddles.
It's like a white and black dove, but flies without wings and speaks without a tongue.
Pat Benatar.
Oh, yes, Pat Benatar. These boots are made for walking, ho, ho, ho.
A paper airplane.
That's Nancy Sinatra.
Made out of newspaper.
It's black. What was it? These doves are black and white?
It's like a white and black dove, but flies without wings and speaks without tongue.
Okay, black and white dove.
A drone.
Flies without wings.
You were closer with newspaper, Aaron.
It's like a black and white dove. Is it a tweet?
Time.
It's not a tweet. It's not a time.
Speaks.
Speaks without a tongue.
I would focus on the black and white aspect. And no, we're not talking about two different kinds of bear.
Oh, is it the movie Miracle on 34th Street, which is filmed in black and white?
Oh, that's a very good guess. It flies without wings and speaks without tongue. And it's black and white, like a newspaper.
Okay.
Flies. Is it actually going in the sky?
No, not necessarily, but it does move from place to place and could theoretically go in the sky.
Santa, can you give us a little hint?
Let's see. When it says it speaks without a tongue, it doesn't actually utter the words aloud, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't communicate in some way.
So is it some sort of printed item? Is it like a magazine?
Yes, printed item. I would agree with that.
Is it like the fucking Bible?
Don't talk about that shit to me, man.
It's not a book.
So Aaron, Uncle Santa's mad because he was left out of the Bible.
No, I'm just mad because I'm only the second most popular character in the world. Jesus is A number one.
Well, you really only exist because of him. Like, I don't know why we added another guy to
Christmas.
You
stole his
birthday. What a weird thing we did. Holy shit, why did we do that?
Probably the Prophet Muhammad is probably more well-known, too. I may be number three. Let's see, is there anyone else? I gotta be bigger than Moses, right?
Oprah?
Michael Jordan?
Oh, Oprah and Jordan. Okay, so I'm five at least. So yeah, I got
Sorry, Lionel Messi?
Oh, Nessie. And Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie and Messi.
Yes.
Paul Giamatti?
Giamatti's bigger than me. He's so
top
big.
Top three for sure.
Top three for sure. So I got beef with Fox. Giamatti. Jesus. The Prophet Muhammad.
Jason Alexander.
Oh,
Jason Alexander, of course. Yes.
Oh, Dan Brown.
Ho, 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 Dan Brown.
June Squibb.
I don't beat June Squibb.
She was last in a black and white movie. No, actually, she was last in Hubie Halloween. But before that, she was in a black and white movie called...
She was also in The Humans. You know what else? Who else is bigger than you?
Oh, please, say it ain't so.
Laura Dern.
And Steven Yeun.
God damn. Well, that's probably true. So maybe the Bible ain't so bad. Thanks, Adel.
Oh, is it like Highlights Magazine?
No, this is more like, people don't really send these anymore, but there was
Telegram.
A time where children would send me an awful lot of these.
Letters, they fly.
It's a letter. Congratulations, Aaron. I should also say, these riddles are from Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. I want to see a scene. Aaron... Oh, hold on. Uncle Santa, you are
Yes, Adel?
Uncle Santa, you're a young child.
Oh.
Aaron, you are Santa. And Uncle Santa, as the child, yes. You wrote Santa Aaron a letter, but Santa Aaron, you did not receive Uncle Santa the kid's letter.
And am I confronting Santa about this?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're, okay. I think you're pretty bummed. You don't necessarily have to be pissed, but you're bummed, at least, that you got nothing for Christmas.
And I'll put the last present by the tree and...
Excuse me, sir?
Oh, no. You're just imagining me.
My name is Thomas, and I am a little boy.
Well, Thomas, I am Santa, and I just left you just such awesome presents. You're going to love them.
Let me see. I see my sister's name and my brother's name, but I don't see any presents for Thomas.
Well, they wrote me letters. Ho, ho, ho.
Did you not get my letter from Thomas? Did you have a letter from Thomas? Did you see...
Some kids say that they wrote letters, and ho, 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 they're lying.
I wouldn't lie to you, man. This is my life.
Did you even come to see me at the mall? Ho, ho, ho.
I saw you. You weren't there. It was some other guy at the mall. Where were you, Santa? I told my mom I'm not going to tell this other guy, because he's not real.
No, that's me. Ho, ho, ho. I'm at every mall in America.
It wasn't you.
All those Santas are little spies for me, the big guy, and they tell me what kids want. So you didn't tell me what you wanted at all? Did you say it in a little wish in a dream into the night sky? Ho, ho, ho. None of that.
I whispered it to the moon. Does
well, then
that
I should have gotten it. Ho, ho, ho. Let me see. Oh, what's this behind your ear?
Is it a cracker?
It is!
An intact cracker behind my ear? What are the chances?
Is this what you whispered to the moon?
No!
Oh.
I was eating crackers!
Oh. Well, I'm gonna go.
I wanted a pommel horse!
Aaron, are you mad at me?
Yes.
Scene. Santa, that was great. You played a kid. I truly believed you were a kid.
Did you?
Yes,
Santa,
and Aaron,
that was so realistic. It seems like maybe you had that interaction. Like, it feels like you were pulling
it
from
It feels like you're pulling from experience. And Aaron, can I just say, you were fantastic. Uncle Santa, do you feel like Aaron kind of captured your essence?
In a weird way, I do. Aaron, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Who fucking told you about those mall spies?
Whoa. You know what, Santa? I just assumed, because wouldn't that be a good idea, I thought, in my head? Wouldn't that be the smart thing for Santa to do?
Yeah, and that's what I do and what I've been doing, and I'm not just starting that now.
Interesting. Can I get paid for that idea?
I'm broke. I don't have. They got me on back taxes, Aaron. I got nothing.
And
then Vixen got half of nothing.
You're barking up the rug. Vixen got a little more than half of nothing. Vixen know how to hide the money. Santa never had an accountant. Plus, I hired Nick Cage's business manager. I lost my castle. I lost my dinosaur bones.
Well, I'm sorry to hear, but I did write you a little song just to kind of cheer you up. I wrote it in the last 5 seconds here.
Oh.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I would love to hear it. Because when a little child sings a song, Santa will grow his heart all along.
Wow, beautiful song, Uncle Santa.
Thank you. Let's hear yours.
No, we don't have time. What's the next riddle?
It was made with singing, purchases in tears, and the one using it has no idea.
It was made with purchases. Something.
It was made with singing.
Singing.
Purchases in tears.
A coffin.
It's a coffin. Correct, Adel. And if we've had that one on the if we've had that one on the show before, I wasn't here for it. Here's your next riddle.
Okay.
No lips, yet it whistles. No feet, yet it runs without ceasing. You'll feel it touch your back, and you'll turn to see nothing.
Is this a goddamn
wind
train?
Oh! my man.
if the train's touching your back.
If you feel a train at your back, I guess you'll see nothing because you're dead.
Well, I was on mushrooms at a train concert and I got crowd surfed and I felt nothing.
That's honestly...
And honestly, I saw drops of Jupiter. I saw them. I saw them.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being so lame of a band that someone's on mushrooms being held in the air listening to your music and they just don't feel anything?
They're up there. My best friend eats fried chicken. And you're like, what is this supposed to do for anyone?
Is that from Meet Virginia, Uncle Santa?
Yes. I don't... Here's the thing about whatever song that's from. It doesn't make any fucking sense what song, where it is in the song. Why is it a part of a song?
True. Very true.
My best friend's always looking out for me.
I think I told you guys this before. Not you, Uncle Santa.
I haven't heard of this.
I just had that memory when you said getting hit by a train. I was running to catch the train at Addison Red Line Stop. Mm-hmm. And... the doors were closing, and I thought, I know what I'll do. And I took my wallet out of my bag, my purse, as I'm running up the stairs, and I put my wallet to stop the doors.
No.
And it drops, obviously. I basically.
What do you mean, obviously? It's not obvious.
Because that's so, like, it's such a stress. Of course I dropped it. And I'm, like, sprinting up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Like, go, like, my wallet will stop the door. It drops. And then I, the doors luckily open back up. Oh, and the people in the train were like, did you just throw? My wallet was about to take off to go to Belmont without me. I can't, it's, like, true, to this day, the dumbest thing I've ever done. And I'm on a riddle podcast with Uncle Santa and Hattle.
I don't know that I've ever heard a story of a woman who robs herself.
That's exactly what it was.
I'd like to report a robbery. It was me.
I stole my own wallet.
Just wait a few weeks. That'll end up as a riddle on our riddle podcast.
Exactly. It ended up at North and Clybourne.
I do want to see a scene. Uncle Santa, this might be... might be a little painful, but I hope you're strapped in and I hope you're ready to roll. I'd like to see a scene, Aaron, based on you kind of shooting yourself in the foot. I want to see a scene. Uncle Santa, you are Uncle Santa. Aaron, you are Vixen. And I just, I guess I just kind of want to see the breakup scene.
Hey, you can't keep calling.
Can I just, can we just talk?
No, I have a guest over. I can't talk to you right now.
I really miss you.
Hey, Vixen, did you read that material about saving the environment?
Baby, give me one second.
Is that Giamatti?
Don't.
Is that Paul Giamatti?
And I told you, I don't want any fucking Merlot!
Honestly, Santa, that's not really any of your business anymore.
No, you're right, it's not. I'm not entitled to that information, and you shouldn't have to give it.
Exactly. So I'm gonna block your number now, okay, Santa?
Does he fuck you like I used to fuck you?
Oh my God, Santa. Santa.
That's a no. I got all the information I wanted. That's a no.
No, he way better. It's Paul Giamatti. Are you kidding?
Giamatti fucks you better than Santa.
Have you met a reindeer or a woman before? Of course he does.
Tell him I fuck you a billion times better.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
Put him on the phone.
Tell him I fuck you sideways.
Tell him I fuck you illusionist.
Tell him I fuck you John Adams. This guy's got nothing.
Cinderella man.
I'll show you a Cinderella man. Where are you? I'm coming home. I'm coming to the North Pole.
Don't come back. It's over. Do you understand me, Santa?
I'm going to beat Giamatti's ass.
No, you won't. You're going to drink a bottle of red wine on my front porch and cry all night like a sad raccoon.
I won't cry. Santa, don't cry. Santa, talk.
You're crying right now. Santa, I'm hanging up now.
Please don't say you love me.
No, don't say I love you.
Lie to me.
I don't love you.
Just lie to me.
I don't love you.
Keep it going for the Christmas season.
Well, it looks like the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is on the other foot.
Come on.
Aaron, are you mad at me?
No.
Scene.
You're crushing it. You're crushing it.
How was that? Was that okay?
Uncle Santa, that was the best thing you've done yet. You really tapped into the emotion and the stakes, and you had a sense of character, and you had a point of view. It was really fantastic, truly.
Can I tell you what I was doing?
What?
Yeah.
I was channeling Tim Allen.
Oh, I see.
I love his politics.
Say what we want about the guy's politics. He's one of our finest actors.
Nah.
Here's your next riddle.
Okay.
So the last one was wind and not train, just so everyone's clear. Proud and flashy, they go out to hit the town every night.
The Bee Gees.
I'm sorry.
Stars.
The Bee Gees? You said proud and flashy, they go out every night. The Bee Gees.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walking woman. No time to talk.
It's stars.
All right. It's okay. You can't look at
you ever,
all right,
Santa, you ever heard the Bee Gees played at 0.5 speed?
We're all having fun, so let's see a scene. We're going to see a little scene.
I'm 0.5 Bee Gees.
Well, you can tell by the way
Why you can tell by the way I use my walker?
No, back to 0.5. Back to 0.5. It's way more fun.
Oh.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm
a stir fry before.
No time to talk.
Here's a question. How is Uncle Santa not the worst part about this episode?
What? Uncle Santa.
Jacuzzi. You can.
Sorry, I'm saying, do you want to use the jacuzzi?
Oh, I'd love to.
Understand. On his feet, I'm
all right, all right.
Man.
All right, we
Let
have to move on.
Uncle Santa, we've created a new running bit, which is going to be 0.5 Bee Gees.
It's 0.5 Bee Gees. It's fun for the whole family.
Uncle Santa's 0.5 Bee Gees.
It's fun.
I love it. It's 0.5 Bee Gees.
JPC would hate it. I wish JPC would never come back and Uncle Santa would stay here forever.
And he could do a 3-episode arc.
Yay!
Adel, a big sigh from you.
Yay.
Oh, Adel, the thing you created is no longer fun for you? Well, well, well.
This is an Adel original. This holy woman barely has a single tooth left. When she calls to her people loudly, they already know what to do.
Mother Tooth Ritha.
Isn't he lovely?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't he special,
Adel?
Boy?
Yes, 100%. That's the funniest thing you've done on the show, and I will stand by that.
Mother Tooth Risa.
Adel, congratulations.
Are
I'm not
mad,
mad at
you.
I will.
You
I literally am incapable of ever being mad at you ever again. You just won me over.
Adel.
I fell in love with you all over again just now.
I've already won you over.
I do
Mother Tooth Risa.
Usually for Christmas Day, I do reserve this for I take the very most special child and I give them the medal that Chewbacca didn't get in the original Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. He should have gotten a medal.
He should have gotten a medal. And now that we're here, it's early. It's early for me to be calling my shot. But, Adel, here you are. Here is Chewbacca's medal from the original Star Wars. You are my most perfect child.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say weakest link.
Goodbye.
Yay.
No, but it is not Mother Tooth Risa. That is an excellent guess, but
Thank
it is
you.
Not
Thank
correct.
You. Can we hear the riddle against Uncle Santa?
This holy woman barely has a single tooth left. When she calls to her people loudly, they already know what to do.
Is it like a holy comb or something?
Interesting. And what is a holy comb?
I was thinking a comb.
Yeah, it's like the comb that like John the Baptist like brushed his hair with or whatever.
Oh, yes. I think you're making up. Oh, I get it. No, it's not a holy comb.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess... No, it's not... I want to tell you that you're on the right track, but I just don't have enough information to say that yet.
Uncle Santa, is this an actual human or is this like an object?
Ah, it is an object. It is not an actual holy woman.
So what else has teeth? Combs have teeth. Fucked up potatoes have teeth. Can we hear the full thing again?
One tooth?
Barely has a single tooth left.
Barely. So there are some, or at least one. At least one.
Some have these, have more, but some have less. One is a good standard.
A knife.
Oh, a
Aaron,
knife.
Please explain.
No.
Oh, okay.
I could do 0.5 BGs, but I can't explain.
When she calls to her people loudly, I feel like that's
a phone. Calls?
It's not a phone.
A tooth? Oh,
a bell.
Oh, is it like a record player?
It's a church bell, Aaron.
Oh.
Give me that bell back, you little freak. You don't deserve it. Aaron, here you are. You're
Thank
the most
you.
Special child.
I can't do it. Can't do the sound.
No, you did it. Casey put it in.
Uncle Santa, I do want to see a scene.
Oh.
Night fever, night fever.
This is my new favorite game. 0.5 BGs. Uncle Santa, I do want to see a scene.
Yes?
Based off Belle, I know last time I saw you was maybe 2 years ago.
Could have been.
And
you showed up because you were, this was Christmas Eve, and you were shitting your brains out because you ate a bunch of Taco Bell. So I do want to see a scene. Santa, you are Uncle Santa. Aaron, you are the drive-thru employee at a Taco Bell. And Uncle Santa, this is you trying to return some Taco Bell.
Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. Can I take your order?
Hey, I was just here.
Oh, God.
I was just here, and I'm the one who couldn't decide.
Kyle, he's back. I need your help.
Oh, yeah, good.
Just get
Kyle.
Just turn it all off. We're shutting down.
We're going to need manager approval for this, so get Kyle for sure.
Sir, you can't return food here.
I was about to ask what the return policy is.
Yeah, you're here a lot, man.
Legally, you have to have a return policy. You can't not have one.
Okay, and I know you
I
know
can call
I have
the
kids.
NLRB right now and we can talk about it.
Sir,
look, I bought too much. I knew I was gonna. We all knew I was gonna, but I wanted to smell what a quesarito was like. And now that I know, I do need to return some items.
Sir, could I make a suggestion? Perhaps you could put it in your refrigerator at home and then have it in a half hour, because this is what happens with you, is you
Vixen got the fridge.
Okay.
I only eat what I keep in my sleigh, and there's no doors, and there's no roof. So it has to go back.
Sir, what's going to happen, and because this happens all the time with you, is you come through and you go, what do I want, what do I want, what do I want? Mm-hmm. And then you order most of our menu, and then you drive back through after you're full, and then you try to return it. And we've taken it back a few times, which we shouldn't have done.
Which you shouldn't have done, but you admit that you did.
I know, we should not have done that.
Which you shouldn't have done.
And then, a couple hours later, I watch you smoke a bowl in our parking lot, and a couple hours later...
But dark. That's dark shit.
You're driving back through, and you're doing it all over again. And we do this until we close at 2 a.m., and then it's back at it at 8 a.m.
Technically, I'm not driving. The reindeers are driving, so I can't get busted, because I'm not piloting. I'm just sitting. I'm a passenger in this, so I'm allowed to smoke a bowl. Nark.
Sir, you cannot just order how much you are hungry
Let
for
me
in
ask
that
you
moment.
This.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this. Can I get partial credit, partial refund, if I took the Crunchwrap Supreme apart? Because here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out how to make them at home. But to do that, I gotta take it apart every time. But here's the thing. I can't put it back together to save my life. So can I get half credit? Can I get a dollar back? Can I get a dollar back?
No, and I will only sell you one thing at a time from now on. And you also can't make them at home, Santa. It doesn't, even if you made something that looked like it and smelled like it, you cannot get our taste.
Yeah, trust me, I know. I've tried. And I got to break back into my house every time I want to go home. And Vixen comes home, and I'm over the stove cooking a Crunchwrap Supreme, and I get an earful. An earful.
Sir, would you like a free order of nachos if you leave us alone for the rest of the night?
Sir, are you talking to me?
Yes.
I've never heard someone call me that before.
I called you that several times in this conversation, sir.
Oh, bless your heart, dear. Hey, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to just pull forward. I'm going to shove everything I bought back through that tiny little window. And you give me whatever you consider to be fair. And that's the trade.
Okay, sounds like a plan. And shuts the whole building down. Yeah.
If the Mountain Dew was too wet, is that... Can I get Can I just get a new dew?
Everybody just stay down, be quiet.
Aaron, are you mad at me?
No, not at all. Of course not.
Same.
That was Kyle asking.
Oh, man. That's
Uncle Santa, that really was great. Perfect. And Aaron, can I just say that you're more than a woman.
More than a woman to me. Want to know something I did yesterday?
What?
And it's been making me giggle all day.
What?
So I went to an improv show last night, and I had to pee so bad before the improv show.
Uh-oh.
And I actually ran into a listener of our show. I think their name was Vivian, and they were there with some, I don't know, Sam and Vivian, I think were their names.
Wow,
they were
this
really,
was
really
last
friendly.
Night? Your brain's truly a steel trap,
I know,
Aaron.
But they,
hold on,
we me
hold
met
on,
them.
Hold on, Sam and Vivian. Both on the nice list.
Oh, nice. Ooh, but yes. Elizabeth and I ran into them, and then I was in the back of the line, and I was like, I have to pee too bad. I got to run to McDonald's. I can't wait in this line. And so I ran to McDonald's to pee, and I said, hey, because it said customers only. And I said, hey, I have to pee so bad. I'm actually, my friend is in the drive-through line right now, but do you mind if I pee? And she's
nice.
Like, oh, yeah, if you're in the drive-through, yeah, you can pee. And so I went and I peed, and then this woman looked at me, pee, walk outside, and then walk down the street. And she, the look that she gave me when she realized I was lying, because I just was meeting up with my friend and then walking away, was like, she wasn't mad. She was just like, I looked like I was maybe the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes.
I think, well, she, like, right before I walked in was like, as long as no one else lies to me today, I can get through the rest of my shift. And it was me. I ruined everything.
Well, Aaron, if I can tie that into something I know about my uncle.
Yes.
Ooh, I do know. He sees you when you're peeing. He knows when you're awake.
No, man, come on.
You told me that once.
Yeah.
I told you that once. Oh. I see you when you're peeing.
Oh.
Shut the door.
I see. I'm sorry.
You live with other people.
No, I'm
close
sorry.
Close the door when you pee.
It's just I'm very quick about it. Well, Uncle
you're
Santa.
You're not that quick. hold on, Aaron. He's not that quick.
No.
I'm a quick pisser. Please, tell everyone I'm a quick pisser. It's bragging rights.
I don't know what
rights.
That means.
It's bragging
rights. You unload
rights.
It all like a shotgun blast? What?
Santa, anything to
yes.
plug?
Hold on. We're not there yet, Aaron, my dear.
Really? I don't
no.
know. It's been 6 hours of this.
You went and got groceries. We lost a couple minutes. More riddle.
Okay, Santa, one more riddle. But it better be the best one yet.
I can't promise anything, but it is Ryan's last riddle.
Okay.
It landed like lightning. The young stayed young, and the old, the complained forevermore. Their faces became eternal.
That's a beautiful poem, but we need a riddle, Santa.
It landed like lightning. The young stayed young, and the old, they complained forevermore. Their faces became eternal.
I don't know, fucking popcorn?
What? How? What do you mean popcorn?
The lightning is like heat or electricity. And
volcano.
Then like the kernels stayed
not
kernels. But
that's a good
like
guess.
Like kernels no. stay kernels because there's always some kernels left after you make popcorn. But then the other kernels turn into popcorn, which is like, I guess they're aged.
Okay, I do like that.
When
I actually
popcorn
like that
pops,
answer.
It's like aged, right? That's like them having puberty, right? Popcorn is puberty. Am I crazy?
The only thing
Adel,
I'll say,
this is this is bad.
I will
okay?
die on this hill.
I wouldn't tell anyone else this. But the only thing that I'll say is that it landed like lightning. I think popcorn, it pops gradually. This is something a little quicker. It landed like lightning.
Okay, it landed like lightning. So this is something that strikes fast. Is this like a snake bite?
Oh, it's not a snake bite, but that's very good guess, Adel.
Okay, is something...
But it's not close. It's just a good guess.
Is it like a bullet or something?
I'm
trying to think of
no,
things super fast.
But super fast, you're on the right kind of track with like a thing that happens very quickly.
Is
which
this like,
is,
oh, is this like fucking LASIK?
The young stayed young. The old, they complained forevermore. Their faces became eternal.
Statue. This is statues. Lightning statues.
It's not statues. No, no.
Gargoyles.
These are people. We're actually talking about people here.
Oh, a photograph?
It is a photograph.
Wow, Aaron, the great one.
Wow, Aaron Keefe, the great one.
Uncle Santa, speaking of, can we get a quick photo with you before you leave?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Please? A lot of my friends don't believe that you're my uncle.
I'd rather not take a photo, and I'd rather not tell you why.
Okay. Well, Aaron was right. We do plugs
what?
At the end of this. Did you want to...
I'm a vampire.
Oh, knew it.
That makes so much sense.
Yes.
That's why
only
you're immortal.
I come out at Christmas. I give all the presents. Oh, yeah, the immortal.
You
yes.
give out presents just like a vampire?
Yes. Okay, yeah, yeah. Your thing. Yeah, yes, yes.
Uncle Santa, do you have anything to plug besides Christmas?
Well, let's see. It's April now, and Christmas is right around the corner, so I would just want to plug to all of the boys and girls and non-binary folks out there to always stay nice. And avoid being naughty.
or Santa will come blast you with his shotty. No, hold on. Santa's not gonna kill any kids.
What's your name on Twitch, Santa?
Aaron, anything that you have to plug?
I would love you to just finish what you were doing, Santa. I got nothing to plug.
I was all good. Maybe I'll try another rhyme in a second. Addle, anything to plug?
Well, I think Aaron was going to plug something. Aaron, did you?
I just want to plug pivoting and having a good attitude when you had a bad attitude to start. I'm really sorry I had a bad attitude to start. I came around. I wish I had had a good attitude the whole time. So you should maybe just have a good attitude to start. Check out sitcom D&D. Follow me on Instagram, AaronKeefe10. Addle, I'm not mad at you ever. Never would be after you said mother to Theresa. Unbelievable. What's your victory lap? Go ahead.
I want to plug, I was recently a guest on one of my favorite shows to guest on. I've guested on this podcast, I think, 4 times. It's called The Restricted Section, so please check out The Restricted Section podcast. Not just my episode, but all the episodes. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. They're fantastic people there, so please check that out. I also want to plug a movie that I forgot about that I love, Kubo and the Two Strings. I definitely check that out. If you're looking for something to watch, watch Kubo and the Two Strings. It's so fantastic. And then the last thing I'll plug is actually Uncle Santa's something that I would like for Christmas this year, which is for people to support me the way I support them.
Oh, good luck with that.
You know, like if I start an episode and I...
Jupiter!
This is my favorite episode we've ever done. I have no notes.
Hey there, hamsters and sticks. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Hey Riddle Riddle goes back to the classroom with another one of our classic mono scenes. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew and ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.